been duly notified with the meeting with the importance of the Freedom of Information Act. I want to take that opportunity first, before we get started, to thank our outgoing council members, Carol Rice, Ted Kinghorn, and Sandy Ferenz, for their opportunity to give their time, their efforts to their community, and doing what they feel is right for us all. And just to kind of go into it, Councilman Kinghorn has been on council from 2016 through 19. Councilmember Sandy Ferenz has been on council from 2014 to 17, and then took another two-year unexpired term from 2018 to 19. And Councilman Carol Rice, bless her heart, started in 2002, two terms to 2009. I don't want to say being a glutton for punishment, but she came back again in 2016 till the end of this month. So, you know, a big hand for every one of you. And in saying that, you know, they deserve a lot more than the token that we're going to present them with. They deserve a lot more, because there's a lot of time and effort that goes into this. So, Councilmember Rice, a key to the city.
Oh,
it's,
wow.
It's not a good attitude. Oh, right. Thank you. Councilmember Kinghorn.
What door does this get into?
Anyone you want. Thank you. I want to encourage that the three outgoing council members to remain involved in the community in whatever ways they see fit, and know they will serve as shining examples for their successors on city council to follow. And so again, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Now down to the business. City Code 1-3-5 and Code 1-3-32 provides that the mayor shall receive nominations for each standing committee, city officers, boards, commissions, from seated council members who carry over, and council members elect. Following the swearing in of council members elect, such nominations will be approved by a majority of council at a special council meeting held on the first Tuesday in January, which is January the 7th. Tonight is nominations only. No votes will be taken this evening. All nominations will be recorded in the minutes and voted on January 7th. So we're going to go through each committee and do my nominations, and then be followed by council's nominations. First up is public safety. And when I do this, when I make my nominations, if another council member who's continuing on, please feel free to say if you have somebody else, I nominate council member so-and-so for committee such-and-such. Public safety. Let me get my notes here. I got a lot of them tonight. Almost too many. For public safety, we have my nominations, Ryan Buchanan, Randy Bell, and Susan Smith. Now, if there's a member who would like to nominate someone else, it shall read, as I said before, I nominate council member such and such for whatever committee. Do I hear any motion?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Number one, I'll decline the nomination for public safety and nominate Buchanan, Ward, and Pounds.
Okay, we're going to go through this slowly so that I make sure that we both have
I'll
it on
go
our
very
record.
Very slow.
Because the mayor has made a nomination for Ryan Buchanan, Randy Bell, and Susan Smith for public safety. Councilmember Bell has refused that nomination and made a nomination for
Ryan Buchanan, Jimmy Ward, and Philip Pounds.
You get that?
Yes.
Okay. Public Works. My nominations are Ryan Buchanan, Randy Bell, and Kevin Popson. Do I hear any nominations by council members?
Yes, again, I'll decline that nomination as well and nominate Philip Pounds, Susan Smith, and Kevin Popson.
Mayor, would you repeat your nomination?
My nominations were Ryan Buchanan, Randy Bell, and Kevin Popson. Councilmember Bell has said Philip Pounds, Susan Hill Smith, and Kevin Popson.
Are there any other nominations?
Are there any other nominations?
I'd like to nominate Jimmy Ward.
So Councilmember Buchanan has nominated
Jimmy Ward.
Again, no votes are being taken tonight. This will happen on January 7th. Moving on, recreation. My nominations are John Moy, Susan Hill Smith, and Kevin Popson. The floor is now open for any other additional nominations.
Mayor, could you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
Okay. Recreation. John Moy.
Okay.
Susan Hill Smith, and Kevin Popson.
Thank you.
Great. No other nominations? Hearing none. Moving on to personnel. John Moy, Philip Pounds, and Rusty Streetman. Do I hear any nominations from council?
Yes. John Moy, Rusty Streetman, and Jimmy Ward.
So Councilmember Bell has nominated
John Moy, Rusty Streetman, and Jimmy Ward.
Thank you.
Real property. My nominations are Jimmy Ward, Philip Pounds, and Rusty Streetman. Do I hear any nominations from council?
Myself, Bell, Streetman, and Buchanan.
Do I hear any other nominations?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Kevin Popson.
Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to close the nominations for standing committees?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? All right, that's the only vote. It wasn't for those positions. That comes on January 7th. All right. Nominations noted, presented for Council Consideration of nominations to boards and commissions. I nominate for Accommodations Tax Advisory Committee, Malcolm Burgess, Sally Mullig, David Nelson, and Rusty Williamson. I'm going to read all of these at once. Board of Zoning Appeals, Elizabeth Campson and Carolyn Hosier. Planning Commission, Ron Denton and Lisa Stafford.
Safford,
thank you. Now the floor is open for any additional nominations. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Mayor, you're making a motion to close the nomination.
Motion to close the nominations.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Now, moving on. Consideration of nomination for city judges, city attorney, and assistant city attorney. I present city judge, Judge Michael Maloney, city attorney, Julia Copeland, and assistant city attorney, who's here tonight, Claude Thackett. Do I hear any ulterior nominations? Hearing none, do I hear a motion for that to be closed?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Moving on. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Nays? Unanimous. Consideration of nominations to Carter Board of Directors. I nominate for Carter Board of Directors, Jimmy Ward. Is there a member who would like to nominate someone else? Hearing none, moving on. We're going to vote for each one of these?
A motion to close those nominations, yes, for each one.
All right, motion to close?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, moving on. Consideration nominations to the Charleston's Visitor Bureau. I nominate Susan Hill Smith. Do I hear any other nominees? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to close that?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Consideration of nominations to Charleston, Berkeley, Dorchester Council of Governments. I'll nominate myself. The floor is now open for additional nominations.
Mr. Pounds.
Mr. Pounds. Anyone else?
Unfortunately, Ted Kingsley is a outgoing council member, he is not entitled to make any nominations.
What am I doing here?
You've got a key to the city. You're good.
We'll give you a key to the
city. All right. Are there any other nominations for those who are going on to the next year? Hearing those, all those in favor?
Wait a minute.
Closing the nominations?
Wait.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I think I'm going to nominate Mr. Pounds, just so he can see what the job's about.
Okay.
He won't want it.
So I'm just going to switch Councilmember Kinghorn to Mr. Jimmy Ward. All right.
Mr. Ward nominates Philip Pounds.
Do I hear a motion to close that for nominations?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Moving on. Consideration of the terms of appointments for the vacancies of the Isle of Palms Water and Sewer Commission. This is a unique situation, so I'm going to actually turn it over to Council Member Moy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've been waiting for this. You guys don't even know how giddy I've been over here waiting. We were slightly misinformed in a previous meeting where we were, the council appoints positions that are vacated in the Water and Sewer Commission by ordinance. It's usually a position that's elected. We elected someone this earlier this year. There were two vacancies for people who moved off of the island. Once you move off the island, you're not a resident and you can't serve as an elected position. So the council was chartered with appointing those two vacancies. We were informed that the vacancies were of equal length and term, and came to realize only recently that the terms are actually different lengths. And so one is a 4-year, one is a...
Correct. One term expires December 31st, 2023, mm-hmm. and then the other one expires December 31st, 2021. So it's a 4-year term and a 2-year term.
Okay.
And it is up to the council to decide which appointee will get what term.
We had some really great candidates that came forth. We selected two fantastic individuals. There's not a lot of delineation as to who gets which seat, which vacancy. They will likely run for re-election, assuming they, well, we'll see how it goes. we've decided in full transparency that we're just gonna draw a name from a hat to say who gets the 2-year and who gets the 4-year, because there wasn't one person who really was, oh my gosh, this person really deserves the 4-year. So hopefully that doesn't turn anybody off, but we wanted to let you know how we're doing it.
Scientifically.
Very much so. So I'll select the 2-year term first, and I have selected Bob Hooper for the term that ends in 2021. Is that right?
Yep.
31st, 2021. And Jan Anderson would have the term that ends in 2023. I guess those are the recommendations for vacancies on the Water and Sewer Commission.
Okay, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Close
nominations.
Second.
This is actually
so all those in favor of these two positions being filled for the 2-year and the 4-year terms.
Do we need to make a
motion? Yeah, we need a motion and a second and a vote.
I move that we appoint Jan Anderson to the 4-year term and Bob Hooper to the 2-year term for the vacancies on the Water and Sewer Commission.
I'll second that.
Discussions? Hearing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any nays? Unanimous. Consideration first reading of ordinance 2019-19. I'm going to let Susan Hill Smith.
I make a motion that we approve on first reading ordinance 2019-19, an ordinance amending Title VI, Health and Sanitation, Chapter 4, Smoking in the Workplace, an ordinance to prohibit smoking on the beach.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Discussion.
Since this is first reading.
First reading, all right. For all those in favor, signify by saying yes.
Please raise your hand.
Yes, thank you.
Signify by saying aye and raising your hand.
Aye.
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 All those in nays, raise your hand. That's the easy part for you.
Jimmy Warden.
Point of order, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
In absence of a roll call, would the clerk be sure to identify those members that are here this evening?
Absolutely. Voting in, should I do it just what we just saw? Voting in favor of this ordinance were Councilmember Rice, Councilmember Moy, Councilmember Kinghorn, Councilmember Bell, Councilmember Smith, and Mayor Carroll. Voting negative against the ordinance, Councilmember Cannon and Councilmember Ward.
Okay. Number 10, consideration of a special meeting to be held on December 10th, 2019, 5:30, to consider a second reading of Ordinance 2019-19. Need a motion to approve a second reading to have a special meeting on December 10th to consider the second reading of Ordinance 2019-19. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Sorry.
And a second.
John Moy, second.
Do we need discussion on that? All right, hearing none, all right. All of those in figure who agree for this next week's meeting, signify by saying aye. Raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
And the nays?
Same as the previous vote. Okay.
I'll be out of town.
Okay, and the next one, I'm sorry, everybody, but we're going to have to go into executive session. In accordance with Section 30-470A2, discussion of negotiations, incident of proposed contractual arrangements related to the Alphonse Marina restaurant lease. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Thank y'all for coming. Very much. We're coming out of executive session. No decisions have been made. And do I hear a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Sure. Too late. Too late.
Yeah. You
well,
missed it.
Ron, maybe we can recreate it for the video. So
yeah.
That the video can.
Right.
Okay.
Nobody moved.
Back to your positions. Okay, we're coming out of executive session. No decisions have been made. And do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.